tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The Players was once the strongest field in golf. I'm not sure that's the case anymore, Blake.
It's no longer the fifth major?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you can call it that.
Yeah, because half the best players are on... We're playing in Hong Kong last week.
Yeah, we had a really close run there.
Oh, man. Let's talk about that one first. Cam Smith. Oh, my God. I went to bed. Didn't see any of the beginning. I woke up to take a piss. 4:30. Got sucked in. Answer puts it in a crick. Did you see that?
No.
Oh my God, 15. There was like a big creek at the end of the fairway, and he blasted it right into it. Cam was down 2 at the time. And then Cam immediately made a birdie to go down 1. And then Answer made a bogey on that hole.
So Answer, what was the par 5, the 12th or 13th?
13, I believe. He did not birdie that hole. Answer.
He didn't?
Nope.
So he put it in the fairway, and it was a short par 5. He had less than 200 in. That's when I went to bed.
Yeah, he put in the bunker on that, and then he had 25 feet for birdie and missed.
So I went to
That's when I woke up.
We had the whole thing covered between us because I was watching most of it. But then, you know, the clocks went back. I was like, what the fuck? It's 3:30. Yeah. I was like, it's 3:30. Jesus Christ. I don't give a fuck. I go to bed. Not to mention par 5. Answer gets a good tee shot. I was like, thing's probably over. But then, you know, you have crazy dreams about it. I have dreams. People text me saying like Cam won or whatever. So I woke up and checked my phone. First message I see is someone say, holy shit, something Cam, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait a second, he won? So I went to check, and then he didn't.
Oh, man. So he had like 2 10-foot birdie putts, I want to say on either 15 and 16. He missed them both. And then he ended up drilling like a 18-footer for birdie to get into the playoff. But on 18, he hit his drive to the right in the bunker. And there's like a big water guard in the green, and he couldn't go at the green. So he literally hit like a 50-yard chip shot out of that bunker. He had to make par to get in the playoff. And then he had 100 yards out, fucking sticks a wedge to fucking 2 feet. It was fucking great. I was like, oh, Cam, you're the best.
Vintage.
And then the playoff came. He hits a good drive. Oh, and Paul got in the playoff. Did you see how he got in the playoff?
No.
He was just on his last hole, him and Bryson, just the crushers were winning again. They're just going ham again, him and Bryson just making birds left and right. He's one back, so he's on his last hole in a bunker. Liv just casually goes to him, and he holes out from this bunker, took a crazy bounce, goes in the hole.
For eagle or birdie?
For birdie. It was his last shot. He had to hold the bunker shot to get in the playoff. He got in. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe Paul's in. And I was following the live odds, too, at the time. With one hole left, Paul was like 30-1. I almost bet it.
Jeez.
I kind of hedged on Answer a little bit because I didn't know what was going on. And I don't know. It was like I was like 4 in the morning. I was like, might as well get some money out of this week. I'm getting drilled. But, I mean, it ended up just covering some bets. But then they went to the playoff, and Paul hit it right of that bunker where Cam was. So he had a layup. And Cam and Answer were both in the fairway, and Cam just hit an absolute shit shot right into the bunker. It was plugged. And then Answer hadn't hit a fucking good shot all the entire time I was watching, hits it to fucking 4 feet. Cam couldn't get up and down from the bunker, so stress-free bird.
So, yeah, he wouldn't have missed it. It seemed like he was too close anyway.
Yeah.
But definitely a good read on the tournament, on the course. A good golf course, man.
Oh, great golf course. I mean, it got to Answer was running away with it at first, but like for the yardage, I mean, 6,700 yards, it still held its own.
It seemed like we had a lot of challenging, like interesting shots.
Yeah, and we had the right guys. I mean, we said Aussies. Cam was there, and Answer. I mean, Answer won an Australian Open. He played well in that fucking President's Cup in Australia too, right?
We should have thought about that.
We had him the week before, kicking the nuts.
And then game wise, like, he was the same guy we're looking for, accuracy, short.
Yeah, but the problem with him is, like, there's been so many times the courses have, like, been perfect for him, and he doesn't do shit. And he even said that.
Yeah.
Oh, drives me nuts, man. This season is just, I'm just taking a beating week after week. It sucks.
Yeah, last 2 weeks I've taken a pretty severe beating, four tournaments. Went after them all pretty hard. So
hard. It's the 2 week thing is just a killer. So
we get back on the horse this week. API, not much to talk about. Rory was in position going into Sunday. He sucked as usual. But at the end of the day, everybody loses. So you took Scotty at 6-1. Good for you, I guess. Cool. If that's the only guy you took.
Yeah, I was glad Scotty won, not like Zalatoris, Lowry. I don't know whoever else was up. I mean, I was never going to bet Scotty, so. If I was going to go Rory or the other guys, I would have lost either way. So whatever. Exactly. Fuck the API, though. I want to go back to Liv. AK shot a 65 round 3.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Right? I mean, how good is that? People are saying, oh, easy course. Like, Brooks was plus 2. DJ had a good round, but he was plus 2 the day before, or even the day before. I mean, minus 5 on that course is a great round. Like, you can't find an AM. Like, people are so stupid, man. You can't pick up an amateur off the side of the road who's a scratch golfer or a plus 2 or whatever and go shoot 65 at Hong Kong Golf Club. It ain't happening.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that, like, I figured he'd been practicing for, like, a good, like, 6 months. I don't think he was. I think he just, like, he said that the Liv Jetta was the first time he walked a golf course, like, in 12 years. That's fucking wild. It's so different walking a golf course than just playing in the car.
I can't wait to hear his story.
And then, like, he didn't know how to use a TrackMan. I guess DJ was showing him how to use a TrackMan.
He hasn't
his clubs fitted or anything.
So, I mean, he could be good again. He's still young enough to where, like, he has 5 years of maybe some good golf.
He's going to play some shit golf, though, this year. Like, but he's going to show some signs. Like, it's going to be interesting to see what he does this week in that international series.
Yeah, I'm glad he's playing. It shows he's serious about trying to play well.
Yep.
Have you seen the odds for that this week?
No. They don't?
I don't know. I was looking to see if we could catch a number on Big Spain.
Oh, he played good. That's weird. That's a second. He won Live Thailand.
He loves Asia.
He loves Asia.
So I was thinking if we get 30 plus, maybe it.
Who's the biggest Live name in the event? I know there's like 20 of them. Sergio's in it.
He must be trying to get in form before the Masters. Because he's using play, though. Yeah.
Would you think of Liv dropping out of the OWGR thing?
I thought it was a great decision. I think that now they went in a position of weakness, and now they're in a position of strength to where if the majors want to get them in there, they're going to have to go crawling back to them. I think it was a really smart move.
Yeah, and all the even all the PGA Tour players are just saying, are even on their side about it. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, now... First of all, they weren't getting anything from having the application outstanding because if they got awarded points now, it's too late.
Yeah, unless they retroactive it.
Which they, I don't think they would do. So I do think we see within the next year or so, the majors make their own qualifying system. I think they wanted to let this play out for a while, but I think they realize now there's no end in sight. So I do think they'll figure out a way.
And then the PGA Tour Enterprises announces their board. It's just CEO Jay Monahan and Vice President Tiger Woods. The two biggest reasons why the fucking game of golf is divided.
So it's not going to get any better. And Tiger, I mean, what the hell's up for him? Is he having another back surgery?
What the fuck? He played in that seminal event. I figured, okay, he's going to be good for the players. He's just going to go cold turkey. No tournament reps going into the Masters.
It's bizarre.
I think where else could he play? Valspar? He's not playing Valspar.
But why wouldn't he just play this?
I don't know. I don't know. Valspar Field is really good, by the way.
That's great. I love it. It's a great course. Hopefully they don't water up the greens or whatever the hell they did with the Honda, make all the par fours and par fives.
Right. But yeah, back to Tiger. I mean, I don't know, man.
It's over.
He's my guy, but, like, he's just a stubborn prick.
Yeah, he is. So,
and we're nothing good's gonna happen if he continues. He's the problem.
Right.
He's one of the problems. Him and Jay. And I can't believe Monahan still has a job, which is wild.
Yeah, it is wild. It is. And this kind of goes with API, goes with Lib, goes with everything. I don't want to use the word asterisk because that's been played out and you have the whole Gooch thing, but there's a word. I don't know what it is. But these event winners now, like we're looking at history, winners of the API, winners at Riviera. Shouldn't there already be winners of the players, an asterisk or whatever you want to call it, on these winners recently? Like these fields are so diminished.
Yeah, I know. And the no cut or the 60 man fields, like why can't the field just be 100 at API?
Yeah.
Like and just cut fucking 40 guys.
It's not a huge win anymore. I mean, Brooks, Rahm, DJ, Bryson, Neiman, Cam. Like these are serious players. Like you don't think Rahm or would have been in the mix at Riviera or API?
Rahm's in the mix every time he tees it up. Every time he tees it up, he's in the mix. Him and Scottie Scheffler, every time they tee it up, they're in the mix. You can just pencil them in.
People want to say this dominant run, Scotty. Sure, but there's probably, especially if you're considering just competitors in big events, Brooks, Rahm, DJ, Cam, like there's four or five of the
Bryson
guys.
Neiman now with he's hot. Neiman's hot. I know he's not in that category yet, but he's like playing as well as those guys.
Who in the PGA Tour is better than that group of five guys besides Scotty?
The only one you can lump in there is Rory. And I mean, Vic. But Vic isn't playing well right now. Neither Rory really isn't playing well either. Then I guess at his peak, you can put JT in there, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Liv has five of the best eight players.
I would agree. I can't. I mean, Wyndham Clark's the number five player in the world rankings.
And he's a cheater.
Oh, man, I didn't see that, but you sent me the video. Does anybody like Wyndham Clark?
It's funny because you get the people on the, you know, the libs who are hardcore PGA Tour have been defending him with everything he does because all the lib stuff, but they don't realize he's big time MAGA.
Is he? Yeah, he is good.
So,
and he was 50-50 to go to fucking lib. So their tune would have just changed.
So that means nobody likes him, right? If they don't like him because of that, once they figure that out.
I don't like Wyndham Clark at all.
No, he's not likable to me. I think he's one of the least likable players. But maybe, I mean, if people would embrace that, then that could be a good thing because we need villains.
Oh, all the villains. They don't embrace it, though. They don't embrace it like Reed.
They should. They should just say, oh, fuck Wyndham Clark. We all hate him. And then if he's in the mix on a Sunday, everyone's seeing if he's cheating like Reed and all this other shit.
Why are we the only ones that call his bullshit out?
Because they've made it.
He's done that more than once, too, by the way.
Oh, he's done it many times. I remember at the U.S. Open talking about it a little bit. And then at Pebble, he was just stomping on the grass where he was going to.
Yeah.
So, and I do think a lot of these guys do that.
Stomp on the ground or do what Wyndham did?
Or, well, Wyndham did. And this is what he was doing. There's no doubt about it. He takes his at API. He acts like he's going to punch out with a lob wedge, which he never was going to do because you get that flat blade, the club head, and he's just acting like he's going to hit it, which is flattening the grass because it's the loft. And then he switches the club to a mid-on.
Oh, I see. I didn't even see like what type of shot he was hitting or where it was. I just saw the 5-second video you sent me.
So he acted like he was considering a wedge.
Where was he?
He was in the right rough. He had, I don't think, maybe 164 or something out.
Okay.
And he first acted like he was going to punch out with or just lay it up. I think it was 18. And
he was in the right rough on 18?
I think so.
Yeah, you can't go for the fucking green from that position.
Yeah, it might not have been 18. Sorry for forgetting. But either way, he takes the wedge, the lob wedge, because it's flat bottom, and was just smashing it off the rough, like right behind the ball, like centimeter away. And then he goes, nah, give me another club, and hits like a 6-iron to the green.
Wow. Why wasn't he given a penalty?
Because I think the PGA Tour is just trying to protect these guys. And you know what else? PGA Tour is penalizing guys for slow play. They penalized Bryson before for like a bad drop. And people say it's the exhibition tour. They're penalizing these guys and
Liv, you mean penalizing, yeah.
And they got Slugger in there, and he's being more serious about it than the guys in the PGA Tour. So don't tell me that shit.
I did like what Wyndham said though about like what the PGA Tour should be.
I didn't like that.
Why?
Because he wants it to gravitate just like Rory to these small field, no cuts, no way to qualify, and just have
no,
the best.
No. Players. I thought he was saying the tour should be 100 players.
Yeah.
And you have relegation.
Yeah, like the top from 80 to 100 get relegated.
Yeah, don't you like that? That would exciting.
It would. I like full fields, though. I think you can't get rid of all the full field events.
What's wrong with 100?
100, no, 100's fine.
No, you have 100 guys. No, you have 100 guys that play these fucking big-time events around the world. Okay? And 20 of them get relegated every year to back to where the regular events. You get what I'm saying?
Like a two-tier.
But of those 100, they can play the regular events when they want.
Yeah, and they get to try to earn their way back in the big ones.
So it's like a tier of the PGA Tour and then a shit tier, kind of what we got now.
A shit tier.
So you got the 100 and then 20 get relegated. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, the Corn Ferry. Sure, call it the Corn Ferry. But if they want to like get ready for those 15 events, they do it on the shit tier, the Corn Ferry. And just bump some of the people out of that, whatever. And all the big events are 100 man fields. I don't understand why we aren't at 100 man fields. Why are we at 69?
I know. I don't understand that either. That's terrible. How do those lower tier players qualify for the big event?
They can't. It's a year after every season.
And the shit events are factored.
They qualify by being the top 20 on the shit events.
Okay.
And they just replace.
Yeah, I think it's bottom good. 20. It's better than what it is now.
They replaced the bottom 20. And that would incentivize all the big guys to play fucking well. Right now, there's no incentivization to fucking, I don't even know if that's a word, to play well in these shit events. That's why they're all sucking ass.
Yeah. And then, because you don't make it. And there's a guy, we'll give you an exemption to Scott.
Yeah. Like, what? Who sucked at? Oh, Tommy. He sucked ass. Or he sucked ass on one hole, really. I mean, he wasn't doing that well before that, but like he misses the cut. He's gonna be in the next big event.
Yeah.
Like what's the penalty? It's so hard to get out of these big events because of all the ranking points they get in these events.
Yeah. And it's the lack of good players threatening them.
But like there's like no penalty for someone playing like shit. Like Fitz, Fitz is playing like shit this season. There's no penalty.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think it's probably right.
So I don't know. The players, I'm not really that interested in the players, to be honest with you.
Why not?
I don't know. There's no juice. There's no juice on the PGA Tour, and I have no fucking clue who's gonna win.
Yeah.
Actually, I do have a clue. I do have a clue. I got a guy. You put me onto him.
Yeah, I like it too. But we, I mean, I still think the players will be great. I hope.
Will it? Why will it be better than what we've seen?
Because the course is interesting.
Okay. There's an API, interesting course. Genesis.
Yeah, I mean, I thought API was fine if Scotty didn't just fuck everyone's butt.
Okay. What else? Like, I didn't, I missed the event. was coaching a bunch of basketball games this weekend for kids. I didn't miss it one bit, to be honest with you. Maybe that was the lack of me having a guy in the mix. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, you kind of thought so going into Sunday, right?
That was hopeful.
All right, well, we'll get into players here. I mean, I'm still excited for it. It's still a good event. Let's hope. I mean, I'm still trying to hold a hope. I still do love the PGA Tour for what it is, although it's getting harder and harder for people, not for some people because they'll defend no matter what, to defend the product compared.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I'm not excited as I usually am for the players. Like, usually, like, I'm all in on the players. It's always been a great event, but.
So are you going to be just as excited when you come, so for the Masters and the,
I'm going to be more excited than I've ever been for majors. Right?
Because you'll get everybody there.
Everybody's there.
Yeah. So players, yeah, I mean, it does feel like just almost like another signature event, which really isn't the best fields in the world. But what are you going to do? I mean, so we're at TPC Sawgrass. It's a par 72, 7,245 yards. Travel all over the place, water all over the place, really volatile event. That's why you'll see players who miss the cut one year, win the next year. You know, course history is really tough to gauge here just because of how volatile it is. Like one water ball and all of a sudden you're out of it. You get a par 5, 16th. That's really a risk-reward hole. You get that famous par 3, 17th, Island Green. Usually provides an exciting finish. We've hit this. We hit JT a couple years ago. That was a great one. And then we should have hit Hideki during COVID, and he was the first-round leader. No Tiger this week. So never a back-to-back winner, which I think is notable. And there's very few two-time winners.
There's 6 two-time winners. Can you name them?
Oh, God. Tiger. Phil.
Phil never won it twice.
David Toms.
Close.
David Duvall.
Close.
Who?
Davis Love.
Oh, Davis Love. Yeah.
Jack.
Couples.
You heard Jack, right? I said Jack. He won it more than twice.
That's
two you won't get.
Old guys?
Yeah. Well, not old, but like 80s, 90s.
Hal Sutton?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Holy shit.
Like 15 years apart, maybe even more. And the other one's an Aussie.
Norman?
Nope. He has the course record. He has the tournament record, though.
24 under?
Yep.
And the other Aussie would be Layman?
He's American.
Oh.
Steve Elkington.
He won it twice?
Yep, he won it.
Is he a lefty?
No. And when these guys win it, like, they don't win it, like, 3 or 4 years apart. Like, Tiger won it 10 years apart or 12 years apart. Besides Jack. Jack won it, like, 3 out of the 4 years. But that's when the players first started. It's only been around since the 70s. Freddie won it 10 years apart. Elkington, I think, won it 7 years apart. Davis Love won it over 10 years apart. Same with Hal Sutton. So even if you're looking at like a guy like JT, like it doesn't really happen. Or a guy like Rory, it doesn't really happen. They win it like 3 years after they first won it.
Yeah.
But you also got to take into effect that the field suck now compared to what they were.
Back then, it was truly the best field in golf.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's the tough part. And then, you know what? Now we have the season change as well the last 4 years. So things are a little bit different. Like, and you and I were talking about this earlier, but taking that big picture players' history stuff, you can't really do that.
Yeah, so since it went to March, we've had 4 times. You had 2019. Rory won at minus 16. Camps or JT in 2021. There was no 2020. JT won at minus 14. 2022, Cam minus 13, and last year, Scotty minus 17. A little softer now?
Yeah, softer. And I think bombers have been done better. Just mean the Rory Scotty. Like,
yes.
Rahm, we always liked him there, and he would have won one if he stayed.
Yeah. So driving, like, doesn't really matter, right? Like, you just got to avoid the water.
Yeah, I factored in total driving. I thought that was the way to go.
Yeah, but, like, if you hit the rough here, you're not in bad shape, typically.
Yeah. So short misses are fine. You just can't have the big sprays.
Right. Like, if so you're on three, you can't go into that water on the right. Yeah, it's the big misses. You got to avoid the big misses.
It'll test you both ways. Like, you get a lot of water left.
Yep, obviously on 18.
Way. Yeah, which JT flirted with a couple times. So you don't have to be crazy long, but length definitely helps. There's no more run out. The greens,
I think, around the green helps too. Scotty was chipping in a lot last year, and obviously Cam.
And JT.
Yep.
So around the green is definitely important. Scotty actually is underrated. I mean, when he was winning and when he won the Masters, his up and downs were just incredible.
Yeah. So
and even yesterday, he was getting down, up and down. He was in trouble a couple of times, and he got up and down easy.
So before we get into Scotty, what else about the course?
I did a lot of things when I ran this model that interesting things. Pete Dye, I think, is really important about the course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Typical Pete Dye. And a lot of the Pete Dye guys do pretty well.
All right. Scotty gained 5 around the green last year at Players.
Yeah. You got to do that. And I think iron play is really, obviously, really important.
Iron play, I feel like, is the most important thing. Good approach.
Definitely.
So, and you also have to come in with good form, pretty much, especially since the March switch. I mean, Cam, when he won, he had already won the Century. Scotty had already won Phoenix. JT had a 3rd, 13th, 15th, and the start before the event, he gained 9.5 on approach. I can't believe we got a 20-1 on that.
I know.
9.5 on approach, and we got a 20-1.
I got a picture of it right here.
Yeah. And then so Rory came in with a 4th, 5th, 4th, 2nd, 6th before his win. So everybody coming in scorching hot.
So real quick, I went through the last 10 winners, and I just wanted to see what was more important, course history or recent form, or like recent course history or recent form. Scheffler was the last players he played in was T55. His last start was tied for 4th at API. Cam, the last players, he was T17. Which is one of the best. Last start was T33 at Genesis, but he had a good start prior to that. 2021, JT, his last players was T35. His last start was T15 at Workday. Rory, last players, he missed the cut. In his last start, he was the API. 16th at API. Webb, last players, was tied for 15th. His last start, he was tied for 21st at Wells Fargo. Siwoo, his last players was T21. His last start was Valero T22. 2016, Day, his last players, he got cut. He was scorching hot at the time. He was T5th at Zurich. He had 1 API, and he'd come 10th at the Masters. 2015, Fowler, his last players, was tied for 77th. And he was T12 at the Masters a few weeks before that. Keimer, last players, was the 43rd. Last start was T18 at Quail Hollow. Tiger's last players was T40. Last start was the Masters. And he was tied for 4th. He also won the WGC Cadillac and 1 API. So, long story short.
Tiger won 3 out of 4 events coming in.
Yeah. So, long story short, course form. Recent course history does not matter. Don't say, I want to bet this guy be finished 70th last year here. Does not matter. Guys who are in good form. But it also, we talked about this earlier too. You'd rather see guys who had played the course well at some point before.
Yeah, I think his fourteen of the last 15 winners had finished 23rd or better at the Players in the previous season. Obviously, Scheffler was the exception.
Right, and obviously a big exception. So, don't get scared off by bad course history. although it's nice to see someone playing it well at some point.
Yeah.
But the Hawks, I mean, every year it's been guy who is relatively obvious or is playing really well. Like, there hasn't been a completely out of the blue winner.
Yep, I know. Everybody thinks players is wonky, but like, if you go down the list of winners, it's kind of people that have actually done something in the game of golf, right?
And they're playing well at the time.
Yep. Yeah, last seven winners of the Players finished T33 or better in their final start before the Players. Three out of the seven finished T6 or better, and six out of the seven finished T22 or better. 10 of the last 12 winners of the Players had already achieved a T4 or better finish on the PGA Tour prior to winning the Players. Do you know who fits this bill going in?
I can take a couple guesses. Lowry.
Lowry's on the list.
Scotty,
yep.
I would say Hideki.
Hideki.
JT.
Yep.
That's all I got, I think.
Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, Will Zalatoris, Nick Taylor, Russell Henley, and EVR.
Interesting.
To name a few, I think there might be a few more, but those are some of the names.
So you're looking for guys who either are really hot right now or are just in general having a really good season.
Yeah. Yep. And then you had that other trend. The tee time trend.
Yeah, 12 out of 14 have come in the morning.
I think it's 13 out of 15 right now with Scheffler.
Yeah.
13 out of the 15 had an AM-PM split. So AM on Thursday, PM on Friday. What do you make of that? And since it's been March, it's been 4 for 4.
Well, I don't mean, what could you gather from that? Is it always more difficult? I mean, I don't know. I don't understand why that would be more than a coincidence.
I don't know. Typically, I like the PM, AM, don't you?
Yeah, because you're not worried about making the cut and shit and get out there early, post a good score Friday morning.
Yeah.
But AM, PM.
But like, what if the weather, like, the year JT won, the weather turned, like, just fucked everybody. Half the field was fucked. We're not getting anything like that this week. I mean, Friday looks a little dicey in the afternoon, but nothing like it was that week. That week it was like 60 mph winds. This is like gusts like 15 to 18, which isn't bad at all.
Yeah, so I think that is good thing for this us trying to buck this trend if we have to.
Yeah, I think so too.
If weather's not a factor, then it's just coincidence.
You think, but like, that's a lot of data.
I know. And then the last, especially since the last four, since it switched.
So you're not going to cross off some PM guys, right?
I'm not going to cross them off, but like, it could be a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay. I guess there's only one guy. I mean, Scotty Scheffler, 5-1. Yeah, he gained 5 around the green last year. I don't know, man. I'm just going to go with history. Guys don't repeat here. It's very hard to repeat back-to-back weeks. And he has gone a year without winning an event. Like, as great as he's been, I know the putter change kind of switches it. If he starts making putts, he's going to win. But like, we got decades of golf history here where nobody's fucking gone back to back. I'm just going to roll with that.
Yeah, I am too, obviously. What can you do? You can't bet at 5-1. Now, devil's advocate, the reasons why it could definitely buck the trend of winning back to back, because biggest reason, the PGA Tour is so depleted.
Yeah.
And not only that, the guys who are left aren't playing well, those top guys. There's really nobody good to challenge them right now, which is just sucks, and that's probably why we're not as excited. But I agree with you.
Rory and Vic should be right there, but they're not playing well.
Yeah, so that's really tough. So, and then even Cantlie, Shoffley, like, they're not playing the way they should play. JT. Those are the six guys, right?
I mean, I'd say JT's playing well, but not Scotty level, obviously.
But JT's ceiling is best player in the world type of.
Yeah, correct.
He's and I wouldn't be shocked to see him get back there. I mean, at some point. But so that's one of the reasons why. The other one is this. I think the volatility might be less considering the switch, because it really gives these big stud elite skill set type players the advantage.
Yep.
Whereas in the past, it maybe not quite so much.
Correct.
So am I scared of him? Yeah, I am. Do I think he's going to win? Gun to head? No, I don't. Do I think, and I said this to you off the air, top 10 at minus 120, I think that could be free money. Like, he's gonna be there. Does he make the putts on Sunday or doesn't he?
Yeah, I do too. I think top 10's free money.
Like, if you want to bet him to break even, just do that. You can hit both bets.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. I mean, I don't blame anybody if they want to bet Scotty this week, 5-1. Do you?
I mean, because you're, even if you win, you're still getting 5 times return on your money.
That's true, but
it's not even a full. Wow, Scotty is turning matchups. He's minus 200 against Rory.
That's crazy.
2-1 favorite in a matchup against the second best player.
All those guys gain around the green every year. All the whole leaderboard, it's around the green. Around the green in approach. Wow, Cam Smith gained 11 putting when he won.
So give me some around the green rankings this year. I didn't really look at that. From just this season.
Did you have that in your model on BetSports?
No.
All right, round the green, last 24 rounds.
Bet Hideki's up there.
Hideki's number one.
Oh.
Hideki, S.H. Kim, Mac Hughes, Scotty Scheffler fourth, Aaron Baddeley, C.T. Pan, Troy Merritt, J.J. Spahn, my guy Novak. Spieth is 10th, Shoffley 11th. You want any other big names?
Yeah, just give me the guys who don't suck ass at golf and love.
Henley 22nd, JT 23rd, Lowry 26th. Siru 34th, Day 35th. One at the end of the list?
Yeah, give me the end of the list.
End of the list for some big names. You got Victor Hovland, 127.
Back to sucking again.
Back to sucking. Looking at it, last 24 rounds. He's actually, everything else is good. 7th off the tee, 21st approach, 16th putting. Just back to sucking around the green.
Wow.
Cam Young, 126. Sam Burns, 121. Cam Davis, 114. Finau, 108. 135 putting, 3rd on approach. Connors, 110, 4th on approach. 134 putting, same guy, Finau and Connors. Cantlay 104, Rory 96.
Interesting
with Rory. Ludwig 88, Morikawa 86, Scott 91. There you go.
Okay, so it definitely a factor, not all of it, but
right. Obviously, we haven't played on these surfaces. Obviously, different surfaces, so you never know how it's going to react, but. I mean, good short game, we definitely want, I feel like. Even when Rory's going, he has a good short game. Yeah. Right? I consider There's Rory one of the best bunker players out there.
Yeah. And then, I mean, JT, Cam. I mean, any place where JT and Cam both wins, you got to have some good hands.
Right. Scheffler, too. Scheffler's fucking great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a big factor.
All right, so... After Scotty, a big gap, and it's just Rory. Everybody else is over 20. Rory at 12. I've seen him up to 14, 15. Yeah. Any thoughts there? I didn't watch him at all on the weekend, even when he played really well Saturday. Felt like he birdied the last three or four holes on Saturday.
A lot of that was putting.
But I saw a lot of him on Thursday and Friday, and his driving is fucking amazing.
Yeah, his driving is still great. His irons are fucked. I don't think he can win here with the way his irons are going right now.
Dude, he was pumping it on. He had like 200 on like every par five, dead dick fairway. He went in the lake twice on six from 200 yards.
He did it again on Sunday.
On six?
Yep.
He went in the lake on six on his second shot three times this week.
Yep.
He was this fucking guy.
He was dead middle of the lake. I don't know what the fuck he was even doing.
Really?
Yeah, it was brutal. It wasn't even close. Like, I don't know if Thursday and Friday they were close.
So Friday, the pin was way to the right. And yeah. He had less than 200 yards. Like, he hit a fucking bomb. Besides Bryson, I've never seen anybody where he was on that hole. And he hit a dead middle of the lake where, like, the lake shouldn't even have been a factor, like, where the pin was.
Yeah. Sunday, there was a left pin.
Which is understandable, but, I mean, you still went 50 yards of it.
but he was 20 yards left of the green.
Yeah.
Just a loud plop. So I don't think his iron play is good enough right now. Would it shock me if he was in the mix at 15-1? Now people are saying he sucks and he shows up and he's contending? No, it would not shock me.
I don't think he sucks. I just think he needs to get his irons together, and he will. I just don't. Doesn't fit the mold of the players' winners, but.
Besides himself. But yeah. His irons probably better than.
Mm-hmm.
So. Big jump over that, huh?
Huh?
They jump after that.
Huge jump. You got X20, JT22, Cantlay 25, Homa 25, Hovland 25, Morikawa 28, and Zalatoris is now 28 on DK.
So, good range of guys there.
A lot of people are betting JT, and I don't particularly blame him. I mean, he's playing great golf. He had that one slip up at Genesis was the only thing. Everything else has been great. He hasn't finished outside of 12th since August of last year, besides the Genesis.
He's very close to being back. I do struggle with the 2 wins in 4 years, the players. I mean, Prime Tiger wasn't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm fine fading it, especially with how popular he is. Obviously, it wouldn't surprise me if he was involved.
Would you be devastated if he won, though?
Would I be devastated? None.
I'd actually kind of be pretty excited for our Masters bet.
Yeah, I'd be fine with it. We hit a players on JT a couple years ago.
Yeah, we did.
You can't be on everything. So I would not be devastated, no.
Okay, fair.
I don't think he's going to win.
All right, I hope not. I don't think I'd be devastated either. I just have to live with it and be happy for him. So,
this other guy, would I be a little bit better? If Vic won, I'd be somewhat devastated.
Yeah, that's a number. That is a fucking number. This guy's been priced at 12-1 all fucking season. Now he's double.
So there's that. There's also the fact that we bet him here every year.
Yeah, and he was third and ninth. What's up with him?
But it was the same thing as last year. Was he that bad? I don't know. I don't know what the stats say, but
he was four over through like four holes on Thursday. And he battled.
I just don't think he's in the form to win a Players.
You got that around the green. He's a terrible. I agree with you.
You want guys who are hitting it well, man. He's just not hitting it well.
Man, it's fucking insane. We got a 20-1 on JT that week when he was in form. Yeah, P. Covlin is 4+ on approach every week, and he's not near that.
So I'm reluctantly going to pass. Okay. I mean, Zalatoris, how can you bet him over Zalatoris right now, the way Zalatoris is playing? He finished fourth at Genesis and, or second at Genesis and fourth at API.
Yep, 13th at Farmers, too. Off the tee, he's great. He's putting it well. I mean, he's got the broomstick. It's positive putting. Like, pretty much every week now.
Yeah.
Approach-wise, he's great. Off the tee, he's great. He was great last week off the tee. Tee to green, he's, yeah. Where was he in your model?
Seventh.
So, we bet him 25-1. I see a 28 on DK. Go gobble that up. I can't believe it's 28. I thought it would just go lower.
Is he your guy, excluding the long shots? Anyone 40-1 or better, do you think he's your favorite bet to win?
Yep. You?
No.
Okay. Give me your other one. Or you want to stay on Willie for a second?
Anything else to add? I mean, I just think he's playing great. A lot of the times we say, oh, it's random, but the guys who's winning is extremely obvious. He's one of the obvious ones. I want some obvious guys and some guys maybe who are a little outside the box, but to me, he's just way too obvious to ignore. He's playing great. Great iron player. I just think I didn't love what I saw from him on Sunday.
No, what did he do?
Just wasn't playing that good.
It was weird. He had like a 4-shot lead midway through Saturday. And then all of a sudden he lost it all in like 2 holes.
Yeah. I still have a bit of concern. Is it too much too soon to expect him to win a Players?
Yeah, but I just feel like, I don't think it is.
Okay, maybe it isn't.
I just feel like he like fits that Players type mold, like approach, you know, like ball strikers. He's that kind of guy.
He is.
Right? He's like a JT.
Yeah, like a prime.
He's like Adam a Scotty. He's like a fucking, who else has won the Players?
Adam Scott,
Jason Day.
Sergio. He's good.
Sergio. Yeah, exactly. Webb Simpson. So, I don't know. I just feel like he's like that type of guy.
Yeah, I agree. I like it.
Would you be surprised if Willie like wins, like Willie's career, he wins 2 majors in a Players?
Not at all.
I feel like that's what he's going to do. Maybe 1 major in a Players.
I think so, too. Would it surprise you if he was awful this week and missed the cut?
I think it would surprise me if he missed the cut. But, I mean, actually, you can't be surprised by anybody missing the cut, Eric. But,
yeah. I mean, I think it's a great bet, but I'm not – I do have a little bit of skepticism.
You need form guys, and he's one of the form guys.
Exactly. That's what I think. You got to get some guys who are informed. There's some guys I have a gut feel about, some guys who I like outside the box. But this is one of the ones, especially when – we want to get a good 5, 6, 7 guys here with a nice spread out card.
Yep.
Because guys
can make the cut all 3 times he's played it. Best finish 21st.
So that's perfectly fine. But I mean, this is a week where you're going to have guys betting Scotty single bullet. And all it takes is one bad hole.
Yep.
And you get no bullets.
Water twice on 17.
So we're taking a couple guys, 6, 7 guys. And I think we have to be prepared that a couple of them will be terrible, and then the ones that remain will be in the mix.
Okay. Who's your next guy? Who's your pick to win, I guess?
Pick to win is strong, but can't lay.
Okay. I haven't been on him.
I mean, here's the thing. Has he been bad on some Sundays? For sure. But it doesn't change. He was still fourth at Riviera this year. So he has that high finish that you're looking for that season. He was not great last week, but he was 32nd. It's not like there's a lot of guys who are much worse than that. He is a Pete Dye guy, the Pete Dye guy, number one. He has the Travelers finishes. He has the Heritage finishes, which I think is really, really important. This is that POA that you see at Amex in Waste. He's probably the best putter, one of the best putters in the field at those two events. He almost
has he been
almost
putting won. Good? Yeah, he's been putting pretty good.
So I think there's just a nice buy low under the radar spot for him, who's also a guy who I see as like a Players winner.
Couldn't agree more on that point. I definitely picture Patrick Cantlay winning a Players. His around the green game has not been good lately.
You just hope it's an aberration.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree. Patrick Cantlay definitely is the prototype Players winner. I think he's more prototype to win the Players than a major.
Me too.
That being said, he hasn't been like spectacular here. I know we don't take that into account, but his best finish is 19th last year, 2017, 22nd, 2018, 23rd. Three missed cuts in between those. Huh?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but then he had three straight missed cuts from 19 to 22.
But that, you see that almost all the guys have won.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah, everybody misses a cut here. Rory had missed cuts around him in his win. Scotty missed cut 55th. Actually, the last 5 years, Rory's missed the cut three times.
So I just think you're getting a top 10 player in the world at a pretty good discount here. Going to be 28, I think.
Yes. So do we wait on it?
I think 20 is the best it gets.
It keeps going up.
I mean, is it going to be 35?
No. Probably 30 max, right?
Yeah.
So just bet the 28.
Yeah, we'll check at the end of the show. And if it's, what, is it on, has it gone up on DraftKings yet?
It is 25 on DraftKings.
So I think 28 is perfectly fine. You know what? If it goes to 30, then I'm okay.
Okay. I was going to bring up X, but I know you don't want to talk about him.
No, I think at this number, we can talk about him.
20, I mean, no, I was just going to bring up, you always pair X and Cantlay together. So, like, you think he's a better pick than his butt buddy? Obviously.
I do. I just like him better as a player. I think.
Yeah, do you consider Cantlay like a Florida guy?
Not really, but I think the greens types are different here.
Yeah, this is definitely, out of all the Florida courses, not a Florida course.
I think he's a Pete Dye guy. I mean, he lives in Jupiter.
He lives down there now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bet it. Yeah.
Do you think it's time?
I don't know. I really don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just sick of losing. I just need a winner. Just feed me a fucking winner, man.
Did you say any headlines?
Not yet. I didn't check. I haven't checked. I'll check right now. The next range, you got 30. On DraftKings, you got Hideki. 35, Shane. 35 Burns, 35 Spieth, 35 Ludwig. Bryson Ludwig now, finally.
Yeah, I don't know if this
is. Not that I consider him to be a winner here, but.
People are betting him at everywhere, huh?
Are they betting him this week?
I don't think so. I haven't looked much, but I don't think I saw anything on him.
Yeah, no odds on any yet. And then, Clark's up to 40, but he was 30 this morning.
Fuck Clark.
Yeah, fuck Clark is right.
So Hideki, I mean, he makes a lot of sense on paper.
Yeah, really hot. He's really good at the Players too.
I know.
A bunch of top tens.
I just don't trust him at this time.
You don't?
Well, I mean, I want a lot of money on my ready. I just feel like if he wins twice in three starts at Riviera and the Players, then so be it. If he was a big number, I'd like to take a chance on him. But I don't, drifting down to this 28 to 33 range in a great or a good field for what we're going to get is, to me, that's, I'm just all set with it.
Do guys win the Genesis and the Players?
Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good number. I'm not a good number. Hideki's fits the mold of like good form.
Yeah.
And I would not be surprised to see him around. But yeah, I kind of agree with your sentiment on him.
He'll probably be around, I guess. But I mean, if he's around, I just don't think he's going to win.
Okay, so what about I mean, Burns' number's decent. What happened to him? He fell off a cliff.
Yeah, he went in the water early in this round, and he was out of the round really 5 or 6 under, and he was 2 under, like, after a couple holes. So I think he went in the water a couple times. Burns, yeah, I mean...
No, go ahead on Burns.
He makes sense here, doesn't he?
Yeah, ton of sense, I think. Isn't he good? He's good Pete Dye?
He is. He's good Pete Dye. We talked about the Amex and Phoenix. He's good at both those places.
Won at Valspar twice, right?
Yeah, back to back.
Him and Billy play Zurich great, which is a Pete Dye course.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just get a feel with Burns that, like, you get up on, he's going to go in the water a few times. Just like he did for us at Amex. I don't know if I trust him fully. But I can see him playing well.
Now that X has drifted to 25, could you go X Cantlay?
Man, that's a real disgusting card. If you go X Cantlay Zalatoris, man. Well, not really. I guess Cantlay is, we bet a lot, but like that's just.
Well, you get three of the guys who are top 10 on tour.
What did X do last week?
I think he had a good Sunday. He was like 2 or 3 under on Sunday.
25th. Lost 2 approach.
Lost. I mean, I just feel better about him than a guy like Burns.
Yeah, I'm out on Burns. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, I'm out on Burns too.
You want to talk about X?
I mean, Travelers.
Can you picture him?
Kinda.
I picture Cantlay more than X.
Me too. I'm not an X guy at all. I just think that it's getting to a number where you might have to consider it. But I think probably not.
I was on X at Genesis and he let me down hard on that back nine.
So yeah, fuck him.
But yeah, that 25 is intriguing.
It is.
All right. Next bet is actually Will Spieth. Absolutely terrible history here. Like, so bad. Anything on him?
No.
Okay. Next bet is. You gonna say it or no?
Shame.
Yeah, that fat piece of shit. you sure you want to do this? Can he close? That's the question.
I mean, no. I mean, there's definitely a chance he can't. But the thing is, you look at it in a vacuum. It's like everyone gets pissed off. He screws you. His last two starts, he's fourth and second. You could have picked someone instead who you could have picked fifth. You'll miss the cut. And that's a good bet. But the guy who finished second because he can't close isn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's playing great. He's
making it great. He's one of the guys I trust around the green, too.
Yeah, everything. I mean, and yesterday he played pretty good. He finished at 9 under. I mean, he could have won that event if it wasn't for Scotty.
You hear his comments about Scotty?
No.
He was like, yeah, when Scotty's playing like that, he's like, I just don't think I have that. I can't get to that level. He's like, I'm just flabbergasted by Scotty. He's like, he just has this level where I don't think I have that in me.
I mean, he had it in him at Portrush.
Yeah, that's his last time he's won.
Yeah. We talked about this also. You mentioned how every time he's won, he's been in good form. I like that a lot.
Yeah, let me pull him up. Keep going.
And I think he's been driving it well enough to like keep the ball in play. He hasn't really had any crazy bad sprays. It's just like missing putts. And he loves Florida. Lives in Florida. Last two starts have been great. He's always been good at the Players. He has two top 15 finishes at the Players in the last 3 years.
Yep.
He's hot. So he's hot.
Yeah, when he won Bridgestone way back 2015, he missed the cut at the Open, but before that, he was ninth at the U.S. Open. Where else am I going here? Okay, so when he won the Open, this is the big one. He was 3rd, 8th, 2nd, 28th, 1st. And two of those were majors.
Yep.
And then when we were betting him. Oh, last year, okay? He went through a stretch. 2nd at the Honda, 13th at the Players, 12th at Valspar. And then we were on him at the Masters. He finished 3rd. This was 2022, sorry, not 2023. And then the following week, he finished 3rd at Heritage.
Another Pete Dye.
Yep.
He's a great Pete Dye player, too. I didn't even add that.
I think it's a good number, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those ones where if he wins, you look back and say, why the fuck didn't we bet him?
Right.
And can he close on 70?
6.3 approach last 2 weeks. So approach is right there. He's actually putted. He putted positively the last two events. Bermuda. I know it's not Bermuda, but. Yeah, I don't know. I like it.
You know, he doesn't play API well either.
He plays API terrible. Before last week, his best finish was 67th. Every other time was a miscut.
And he contends there. I just think he's in awesome form. And we're looking for form, guys. There's no one better.
Yeah, and he's the Florida guy.
He's the Florida guy. So now we got the guys, Zal and Lowry, both hot, both coming off good finishes. If it's the same guys contending again, we have them.
So there's like five hot guys at the top. Scotty, JT, Hideki, Zal, and Lowry. We're on two of them.
Clark,
I guess. Fuck that guy.
Is he? If I could think of. Well, he won Pebble.
I guess, yeah, and he finished 2nd last week, right?
if you could think of three guys, nightmare scenario, who would just ruin life if they won, who would they be? Clark is definitely one of them.
Yeah, Scheffler's the other one, though. Nobody makes a tournament a snooze fest more than Scotty Scheffler. Do you remember last year at the Players? Oh, my God. He ruined the fucking tournament.
I don't even remember it. I think I stopped watching.
I didn't watch Sunday.
So I can't remember any shots from it.
Clark would be right there for sure.
I think Scheffler.
I guess Clark's hot, but I mean he's got a 1st and a 2nd. Other than that, he's been pretty terrible.
Good, so fuck him. Hideki, you could say is hot.
Yeah, I said him.
No? Okay.
Yeah. So we get those. If you want to put the Clark in there, sure. We get two out of the six guys that are playing well at the top. Can't bet all six.
No. All right. So who else?
Okay, down the board. Let's see here. Okay, 40 plus. You got Cam Young, 45. Russ Henley, 45. Tommy, 45. Anything on those guys? I kind of like Young. Could see it. Anything there?
I could see it, but I just think at the end of the day, I'm probably going to pass.
Okay.
I don't trust him.
Yeah, same. But I mean, the bomber thing.
I know. I think 50 is a good number.
Yeah. I kind of like it. We've been saying Tommy for a while. What number do you need?
70.
70? Any shot it gets there?
I think possibly.
I don't know if a guy can come in and after that performance and win.
Or just in general, he's not playing good enough, I don't think. What's Young's numbers and finishes look like?
Good. Not great, but good. I mean, he was 3rd at the Honda.
He was 3rd at the Honda, okay.
He was 8th at... I got so much shit up. He was 8th and 16th going into the Honda, I believe. There it is. Okay, so 8th at Phoenix, 16th at Genesis, 4th at the Honda, and then 36th last week. Lost 4 putting last week, almost 4 on approach. Gained
almost 4 on approach?
Yeah. He's gained on approach and off the tee every single start since Pebble.
Where did he finish last week?
Starts. Huh?
Where did he finish last week?
36th.
I mean, he's one of the last guys I'm considering, I guess.
Doesn't he play all the big events? Great. It's still a big event. I know it's not as big as it was. It's still a big one.
What's the history like?
Cameron Young. Miscut, 51st.
I mean, he's definitely going in the water a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't argue with that.
Remember we were on him? When were we on him? Was it Honda?
Yeah.
Every time he'd make a run, he'd just go in the water.
Did he?
I think.
I thought he was just three putt.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, 50 is, I think it's a pretty fair number.
Yeah. I'm kind of considering him. I'm going to write Cam Young down.
I'm considering him as well. You like him better than Burns?
Yeah, that's, I mean, 15-point difference. I mean,
yeah.
I think they're basically the same guy, just Burns has won a couple of it. Was one, yeah. But as soon as Young wins, I feel like he's going to win a few, right?
I just question whether he's a Florida guy.
Mm-hmm. I know. But I feel like Burns and Young are the same fucking guy. Just one has a thicker beard.
Yeah, and Burns gets hotter, though, like with birdies and shit.
Yeah, because Burns is a better putter.
Yeah, yeah.
But Burns has the wins. Young has the major performances.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Henley was 65 yesterday. I love Henley at the Players every year. I think I always use him on DraftKings. Anything there? He's at now down to 45.
Not anymore. You didn't let me bet the 66, so I'm not going to bet the 45.
Right. Stats weren't that great, though.
No, I think that's a good point. He's usually lights out in approach. He hasn't been. I think he's just kind of.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm not feeling him this week.
Good.
Brian Harman is 50. I bet a 130 yesterday or Saturday night. Just a severely misprice. I would not bet a 50-1 on Brian Harman, but stat-wise, he was great last week. 5.6 approach. Do I think he's going to win this event? No, not really, but 131 for a guy who's won a big event, is one of the Pete Dye guys, and he's played well at all the correlation tournaments. 130-1 was an easy bet for me there.
I got named.
Do not bet the 50, so.
That's how I feel, too. I bet the 80. That was as low as I would go. I only bet the 80. I reluctantly. I wasn't going to bet it, but then I was like, fuck, if you're sweating a Harman 130 ticket on Sunday and I don't have it, I'm going to be pissed. I'll just bet the 80. It's not like a 40 where it's going to cost you so much money to do.
Right.
So I just had to do it. So do I like it? Fine, I guess. Stats are good.
I still like an 80. I wouldn't bet a 50. Yeah.
Is there a Players app we need to download?
I don't know. Maybe. Why?
I was just curious if it's the app or if it's a.
I don't think so.
Just the regular. Because can't you watch every shot?
I don't know. I think when the tour ran out of money, they scrapped that.
They just gave it all to Rory.
That was like 1 year. I don't think they'd do that. Shout out to the Live thing. You can watch any group you want, any shot at any time. That thing is great.
I haven't figured it out yet.
You can't do it on the iPad yet, but I was doing it on the iPhone. I was texting you when I was doing it. It's pretty cool. No commentary. Yeah, you got to go to livegolfplus.com, not through the app. It's not on the app. So it's still in beta mode, but that thing's great. That's everything. Everything we ever wanted is right there.
You know what they should do if they could get just hire some cheap people to do each group. Just hire us to do one and just fucking drop F-bombs and shit.
Oh, that'd be great.
We'll take one of the groups.
Just give me the group we bet on. I think Shane, Zal, and Finau are playing together this week. Just give us that group.
Yeah. Well, I meant for Liv, but.
Yeah. No, I understand, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll start with like Kazuma and someone else.
Okay. Siwoo, former winner, 50. Jay Day, 50. I think Jay Day's just going to keep going up. I kind of like Jay Day, man.
What if he gets a 60?
That's an auto bet. A 50 might be a bet for me, too.
So we're at the point here. We have the top guys. We have guys I think will contend. Now I want to make some talent plays. Instead of one guy at 30, maybe get like guy the Tommy's days, Finau's, who slipped to the 60 to 80 range.
Yeah, so I just love Jason Day at the Players. I feel like he's always plays well at the Players. He's been sixth and a ninth at Pebble and Genesis. Wasn't great on approach at API last week. But his Players record speaks for itself. I mean, he obviously has the win in 2016. He's got a fifth and an eighth, 19th last year. Fifth and the eighth is when he was not good at golf. So I think 50 to 1's good. He's been on leaderboards, man. He was playing good halfway through that API tournament.
Oh, yeah. I was going to bet a 300 Saturday, and I was pissed. He was like -3 through -4 or -5. And I was like, shit, he's right in this thing.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about his driving accuracy. I feel like it's been terrible. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but.
1.7 off the tee last week. I don't know what accuracy. Lost 0.6 and 0.1 at Pebble and Genesis. I don't know. What are you seeing on his accuracy? Anything? I didn't look into it. I guess we'll look into it. But I feel like that number is going to creep to 60. And once it hits 60, I think I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Can he win a second one?
I don't like this fact that he's won already. But I don't know. He could be in that group you mentioned earlier, right?
There's an Aussie in that group, Elkington. He won 7 years apart. He won seven years ago. Think of the Aussies that have won. Cam, Scott, Day, Elkington, Norman. The Aussies play well here.
I think 60 plus is pretty good. I'm probably in the mold where it's not young if we go Day, Finau or something.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Finau.
Yeah, Finau. This is a dumb number. Right? 60, 70 to 1. What are we doing here? I don't see him winning a fucking in Florida, but he's been striking it well.
Here's the case for him. Not necessarily this is the Florida type of course. This is a Florida course. Okay, but you got the Poa Greens. He's won an Amex, right? No. Or he's been up there. He's almost won an Amex and almost won at Waste. So those are the green services. So it's not Bermuda, it's Poa. So that helps him a lot.
He lost to Siwoo at Amex that year.
Yep. And then he lost the playoff to Webb at Waste.
Yep.
So
two Players champs, by the way, Siwoo and Webb.
Yeah, there you go. Same. And so then also since the move, you get the Bombers narrative, right? So he might not fit your typical Players winners, but does he fit with Rory Scheffler skill set?
Yeah.
He's still hitting it well. He can't putt, but.
So last year he was hitting it well too. And he actually hit it well on approach at the Players. Finished 19th. I think that was his best finish. That was his best finish last year.
I mean, it's almost like Hideki at Riv. Do I think he's going to win? No.
Dude, it's eerily similar. Why didn't he play last week?
Going to jail?
You think he just needed a break with his putter?
Maybe. But he is playing well. It's not like we're looking at guys who have had good seasons playing well that season. He does have, what, three top 20s?
Three top 20s, a sixth at the Farmers, and ball striking wise, he's up there with everybody besides Scotty. Has to be.
He was top 10 in my model, wasn't he?
He was number 3 in your model behind Scotty and Shane. Third on approach in your model, sixth on par fives, 15th total driving. Third on this other approach stat you have. I'd imagine it's.
I think it was ball striking. I wrote approach by accident.
Oh, okay. Well, third on ball striking.
So I like it. I think 70 plus. Let's just fucking bet the number, baby.
We're just going to keep betting fucking guys that can't putt. Zalatoris, Lowry, Finau. Finally had one that could putt last week. Cam Smith. The guy was drilling fucking 30 footers. It was so refreshing. I was like, man, Cam Smith, you're the fucking best.
Cantlay, Harmon can putt. And our last guy, the winner of the event, who we haven't even talked about yet.
We haven't got to that guy yet. Okay. Before we get to that guy, I mean, there's some numbers here. Are we definitely going to bet Finau?
Yeah, I say we do.
What are we waiting for? 70? Are we waiting for an 80?
That's 70. What's the difference?
That's 70. That's dumb. He should be 35.
I know. He should be 40.
40 is fair. Like Minwoo Lee's 50. The fuck? Why is Fleetwood 45 and Finau's fucking 70?
I know.
Oh, man. Okay. There's some numbers here. Fitz, 70. Tom Kim is now 80. Your boy Sung Jae's 80. Get that Wyndham correlation with those two guys. I think Tom is in a bad spot, but Sung Jae's showing some life.
What's he at?
Those two Asians, 80.
Oof. I like the 80. Like him. I always thought he was a player's type guy.
Yeah.
But are you out on him?
I mean, 80's a number.
We just go Finau, Sung Jae at 80. Get some players on that card.
I'm going to write him down. I think I'm out on Cam Young now.
Yeah, me too. I like some of these. I'm tempted.
All right. We talked about Davis yesterday. Can he win? Do you want to bet him still?
Not really.
All right. He's 90.
First round leader, maybe.
Our guy, Scott. 90.
That's what I can't bet these long shots because there's too many good players that are now long shots.
All right, what's the deal with Scott? You've been on him. I haven't really bet him at all.
I don't know. He sucks.
Can't win.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I like him better at the Masters than here.
All right. Hadwin, 90. Mitchell, 90.
I love Hadwin and Mitchell. Davis. I mean, I love Hadwin, Mitchell, Davis, and there was a fourth.
Billy Horschel.
Yeah.
Or was there another guy?
Let's talk about Billy real quick.
All right. Your 2024 Players Champion is going to be Billy Horschel. Okay. 170-1. I heard he was 200-1 on FanDuel. Okay.
Crazy.
Matt dug into him early, got me on him, and I did some more digging. He actually played well for the first time in how long? A year? At the Honda, right?
Yeah.
But he did have a couple good finishes. At the Wyndham, very big correlation course. He always plays well. He finished fourth last year. That was like his only good start last year. And that was at the end of the season. Then he finished 18th at the Sony to start the season, which kind of a course comp. You got Henley, Siwoo. They always play well there. Hideki. And then ninth at the Honda, 3.1 on approach. Looked good. Was right there going into the restart. So Billy kind of just fits the fucking – like he's – guys that have done stuff in golf win the Players, and he's done stuff. He's won a FedEx Cup event. He has some big wins. He won Memorial.
Won at Wentworth.
He won at Wentworth. He won Match Play, which is a Pete Dye course,
mm-hmm.
Country Club of Austin, okay? He won the Tour Championship when the Tour Championship was a real fucking event.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Dye course, okay? He won Zurich when Zurich was a fucking real event and when it was a fucking – and he plays it great. They haven't won it yet, right?
No, they second every year.
Second every year, him and Burns. Pete Dye. Okay, four of his seven wins on the PGA Tour, Pete Dye. All right, Wyndham, which is a huge correlation. He's fourth, second, sixth, fifth. He's great at St. Jude, another course with a ton of water. Bermuda type. I know this isn't Bermuda now, but he won Memorial. He just wins big events. And he's starting to show a little bit, maybe the Honda. I think the Honda was something, right?
Yeah. Stats were good.
Stats were good. 6.7 tee to green. You tell me if you would be shocked if Billy Horschel won a Players in his life. Like, wouldn't he be on that list? I could see his name. He's him and Webb Simpson. I could see them winning a Players one time.
He's a Florida guy.
Huh? Florida guy. He lives in Jacksonville. He's a member here. Ponte Vedra. That's where he lives.
And he's not even that old. He's only 37.
Boom. He's a streaky guy. And hopefully this is the start of a streak. I can see it. I can just see it. I really think I could see Billy Horschel winning the Players. There's always randos.
But like randos who are people.
Yeah, like Keegan that year. We were on Keegan.
He's very similar to Keegan.
Yeah. Yeah, they both have similar wins. Keegan just has a major when he first came on, but other than that, he hasn't done shit besides winning a few events.
So I absolutely love it. I think I'm completely with you. I think he could win. We got to hammer like the top 10 and shit too.
Yeah, we have to.
And then, so I don't anything to add. I think you said it.
Could this blow up in our faces?
No, it's 201.
Okay.
201s don't blow up in your face.
That's right. But I mean, if we bet the top 10 and pound it, you know?
No, we need some insurance. Because like you said, Keegan there. So I fully on board. I love it. You don't have to pound the top 10 too hard because he's going to win. But so for that reason, we have enough guys. I'm going to be out on some guys that I really like. So those guys are Davis, Mitchell, Hadwin.
Definitely out on those.
I don't think I can bet them. I'd rather bet Finau and Sungjae at 80 and Day at 60. I can't.
Mitchell's playing well, man. You see his stats at Mexico?
Yeah.
Off the tee's been great. Tee to green. Yeah. Good start to his season.
You know what? I'll top five some of these guys or something.
Yeah, I like Mitchell more than Hadwin.
Yeah, me too. Mitchell, I like them both. I like Mitchell better. And first round leader, maybe something like that.
Okay. Anything else on Billy?
No, but I think we've established we're out on the sub 70.
Can we bet Stenson, Casey, Keimer?
Sergio? Yeah, I think one year we had like Tiger, Stenson, Sergio, Keimer, and Day, and Ricky.
I also, number 10 in your model, I took a flyer on Doug Gim, 170-1. Obviously, he's not going to win, but he was number 10 in your model. I did some digging on him, and he's playing great.
So let's look at that category real quick, of the category I have, just so people might be interested in the best players when there is high water risk. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Which one is that?
I believe it is the... Florida, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, it must have got deleted here somehow. I have it in my write-up. So I'll pull it up.
But yeah, Doug Gim, he was involved that year. JT won 170-1, whatever. I think he's got 13th, 12th, 8th, 16th last four events. Approach has been great. Tee to green's been great. So,
oh, you're gonna like this.
What do you got?
13 total on courses with high water danger. Scheffler first, McIlroy second, which didn't come into fruition last week, but then the next three: Finau, Cantlay, Zalatoris.
Horned up.
So
we got to bet Finau.
Yeah. So after we go off this, we'll bet the guys you want to bet. And then.
Okay. So we're going Zalatoris, Cantlay, Shane, Finau. What else?
Harmon.
Horschel. Those are the two bombs. And then we're looking at who? Mitchell? We still looking at Mitchell?
Yeah, Mitchell, Sungjae. If Sungjae gets to 80.
We're definitely betting Finau.
Yep.
What if Day gets to 60? And he can be able to pull or no?
Yeah, I think we could go. We have room for two guys at 60 plus or one guy beneath that.
Okay.
So we could
after we bet Finau?
No, we have one room for one more.
Okay, so with Zal, Cantlay, Shane, and the bombs we talked about, we have room for what?
Not including Finau, two guys 65 or above, or one guy around the 35 to 50 range.
All right, so we're probably going to throw the 35 to 50 out unless you want to bet Cam Young.
No, I'd rather bet Finau and one other.
So it's Finau. It's a combo of Finau. So it is Finau. So it's Finau and then one other guy at 60 plus?
Yep.
All right, so it's Finau, and then it's either Day, Sanjay, Mitchell.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yep.
Okay. How are you feeling about this week?
Actually, give me that was factored in with Cantlay at 25.
Okay.
Let's see, so he's DK's been
updated since. Still 25 on DK. Come on, any sport.
That's it. I mean, I like Hadwin, Mitchell, Davis as guys who I might not bet, but I think make a lot of sense. And then all the guys we said. Any other guys' placements you want to look at? I mean, I think Horschel, we definitely agreed on that.
I can't do placements on Harmon when I got him 130, well, so no.
What about for a top five? No?
Nah.
Okay, I agree.
I would do, if we bet Mitchell, I think you'd have to do a placement on him. And you probably won't join me on Gim, but actually, no, I won't do anything with Gim. Fuck it. Cantlay's down to 25.50 now and better.
All right. Your 2024 Players Champion is who?
Bermuda Billy. Do that gator chop.
I'm with you, Billy.
Billy's here.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.